So it doesn't appear, a quick glance, can't really study it, but it doesn't appear that the landscape density on the east side has changed with the addition of the wall. And so I would prefer the east side to stay as they have it on the more dense version. So that would also go into an adopted part of the ordinance where Mr. Dedalus says it needs to be adjusted depending on what we adopt.
You see, the issue is, again, if you go to L101 on this, which is supposed to be the latest, it shows a retaining wall on the west side.
Correct. I just verify the east tree line with the retaining wall is the same with or without the retaining wall. And I prefer the heavier landscape on that side. There's also a need for some extra screening that would benefit both the association and the current development. Right now, there's a view directly in from College Avenue from where the Energy's power station is. That power station is quite noisy. Sarah had sent me an email that they were in agreement to add a few extra trees up on the, it would be the northwest side on property line. If you're looking at L102A, it's the match line up on the top corner.
Let me suggest something. Like you and I always talk about, we're really into the details and minutiae of the landscape plan, which really there's a larger issue. Do we hold to the UDO or do we accept the compromise and do as the applicant asks? So what I would suggest is that the plan commission make that decision with the caveat that the applicant works with you on exact placement. That way the residents can get their voices heard through you in detail and we can conduct the business.
And I actually would like the residents to know and understand what those changes are and also for the plan commission to understand, because that particular thing is something Sarah and I discussed, and I want to make sure that everyone's okay with that. So that would be adding these five up in here by the energies person.
Commissioner Haley.
Maybe I can just help with a little bit of insight here on the landscaping. Three plans, it is changing. I think probably the most significant when the neighbors to the west are concerned, what was in the earlier plans was a retaining wall with smaller, more ornamental plantings on top of it. The wall came down, the building was a distance away. Now they've removed that wall, moved it to the other side of the building, and replaced all of those plantings that would have been on the wall now with a solid evergreen, a yew hedge. So there would be a solid wall of green along basically the entire west edge there. Completely different look, feel than what was proposed. What they were trying to do originally with the wall was pretty it up and have some nice things to look at. But since the grades have changed, all they need is a vegetational barrier there. So the neighbors have to decide whether they want a big, thick green evergreen hedge there or they want some prettier little plantings.
We are in agreement to work with the neighbors on what's back there. The only change from the UDO that we're looking at is just the canopy trees. And we can fit all the canopy trees on site, but our landscape architect said that it might prohibit the trees from reaching their full height. And we back up on the south side here to Grobschmidt Park, which is a wooded area. So by putting all those trees on site, we're basically just wooding more of the park. We're just pushing our backyard out and taking away kind of residents to use. So that was kind of our thought with having lower density canopy trees in the south part of the lot.
Come on up. You too, you can too. I just... This is a public hearing. It's for the public to speak. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm Louie Berberick again from Homes on the Park 2. I do have a question. We mentioned that there's a 20-foot buffer between the buildings. And looking at homes up where your building with residents will be, comes 20 feet away from our property line. And it's a two-story building. With 5 foot tall evergreen tree, how can we assure my neighbors privacy from your second level being able to look into our second upper level units this? That is. Thank you.
Actually, and this is a decent plan. There, if we had an architectural plan in the package, that would work too. But you can see that on the west edge of the building, there aren't any units, and there aren't any windows for any units looking onto the adjacent property. Those are actually stairwells, and we're providing storage units for residents for free. And so those are all part of those end components of the building. You won't have any tenants looking for the kitchen or the bathroom or bedroom.
Nick, can you go to the elevations, please?
So that is an end, right? And those two ends are windows and hallways in the center of the building, and that's a window in a storage unit and a window. If you scoot in a little further, come into more of the center of the building. So those there are 3x3 size windows, and those are on the storage unit and on a corridor in the very center. And those windows there on the far end of that building can be shifted to the front of the building. So
nobody lives at that end of the building. Nobody can look out.
Right,
exactly. Come on.
And the Gulliver from 3715 West Valley. I just wanted to clarify something in regards to the retaining wall. It is actually needed on the east side of the property near the apartments, because unless you're cutting the grade down to the parking lot level of the east side, you need a retaining wall over there to hold the dirt from, because it is a pretty steep grade. I used to mow that grass over there forever, and I never mowed that hill because it is too treacherous for a riding lawnmower. I'm not using it. And
that would be the only place where it would make sense to have a retaining wall, unless they plan on putting one at the end of the hill over on the west side, but you guys are putting greenery, trees looking like, and you have some flat spots, and also for your storage drainage system. So having, I know you guys moved it over, but to clarify why you would need it over on the east side versus the west side. So.
Okay, Alderwoman.
I was actually going to get to the elevation, so I was kind of trying to go in order, so maybe the comments can, if I might even address everything that they have if we get through all of these. So I was back on the L101 self-required UDO landscaping, and down on, can you go back to that? This is the heavier landscaping, and as you can see in this area right here are most of the trees that they added to make up the UDO requirement. And there's some really nice, their maples are going to be pretty showy. However, I get that that's going to be all shade. They're not going to have much yard out here at all. So they need an easement from Milwaukee County for their stormwater down here. I'm suggesting, as they were going to add some over on that side, they could take some of these and work with the county, and I would suggest a contingency that they save some of those that can be adjusted for what they might take out when they have to put in their storm outfall.
Save some of those.
Save some of the maple trees that, and these larger trees that they added in the grass area. And so basically, they're telling us that they want some more open space for their residents. And I'm saying we can accommodate that, plus accommodate getting trees for the city when they have their outfall, because we're not really addressing what might be impacted by the outfall yet, and that's on Milwaukee County property. And I would like to be a little bit flexible with where they could place these extra ones on that portion. I see the need for the lawn. And I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying to have some flexibility in that lawn area for the trees and to work closer with the county on that. And then I'm on AOT 200, end facing elevations, which is sort of what we just talked about. A200, pull that up. The end elevation, what you were talking about, what really has no windows. I don't know if there's anything that can address that up, because right now, if you look at it from this elevation, I mean, with the black on there, it looks a little different, but you look at it from this one we have in our packet, it looks pretty bare on the ends. I don't know if there's some decorative thing, other than adding more windows that would then look out. A102 garage end, the end elevation on A102. I mean 202, not 102. Okay, the end elevation there. The end elevation shows the fiber cement is much higher on this, and the brick is much lower. I'd like to see the brick come up a little bit higher on that end unit. That will be visible from HOA, Homes on the Park. Same plan shows the dumpster location that's up over off to the side. I read the staff report about questioning if that was enough. You have Ms. Terry Stanton here from Homes on the Park 1, who has been handling garbage collection for that since it was first built. Terry knows that there are 4 dumpsters, and there are 24 units using 4 dumpsters. 2 of those are garbage. 2 of those are recycle. With 24 units, it's full. And right now, this one is only offering 2 dumpsters, no recycle. So that needs to be addressed.
One of those dumpsters is recycle and one is trash. And we have 3 other developments of similar size in Wisconsin, a 52-unit, a 54, and a 50. And each of those are non-age restricted, so there's families living in them which generate more trash. And we have similar sized trash containers for those. They get picked up between 1 and 3 times a week, depending on the property, and we would do the same here. We would manage the pickup as needed.
For every extra dumpster time that needs to be emptied, that's more beep, beep, bang, bang going on. So I would suggest that we consider at least one more dumpster out there to cut down on the amount of deliveries. Okay, so now I'm on to C400 on the grading.
Mr. City Engineer.
So before we leave that issue, is that one issue that the developer has a heartburn over?
I'll just have to talk to our property management and see what can fit on site there and what makes sense. It doesn't cause me a lot of heartburn, but I do think it's an appropriate size for the building.
C400 grading. I am unclear on the grading details of the west property line, as we've all discussed on this already. And then obviously there's going to be the Milwaukee County easement status. I would like that as a contingency. I don't know if that was in the ordinance or the resolution. Was the Milwaukee County contingency on that?
Yeah, there's a stormwater condition, and Milwaukee County is included as provided that final.
Yeah.
Commissioner Haley.
On that issue, has there been discussions with Milwaukee County Parks Department about those easements? At full disclosure, I used to work for them. This is not a guaranteed thing, nor will it be easy or quick.
I understand that. We're going to start working on that.
My understanding is nobody's even reached out to them yet.
Our civil engineer has. He's spoken to someone there.
It's something that would concern me very much, because absent that agreement, you have no place to take your water. And there, it's not required that they provide that. It's a county park, and that's typically not the sort of thing that they want. And there will be, if you will, costs, maybe fiscal, but in terms of grading, the previous developer was in, that was one of the concerns that they had. That I think staff sort of picked up on that with the idea of a soft trail connection to the trails in the park. I think that that's what you're going to find. If you're not going to provide something like that in a managed format, the county's going to want a fence. Because what happens is people just walk right out their backyard and start developing all these trails and the dumping with their composting and all those things. And that's not the sort of thing that they're going to be amenable to. So it's not just as simple as filling out an application, writing a check. This is something they'll have to evaluate ecologically and see if they're even comfortable with it. It's kind of disappointing that you've gotten to this point in the development and a deal breaker like that hasn't been addressed. And I did make a call today. No one is aware of anything except from the last proposal.
Yes,
ma'am. Commissioner Fowler.
I'd just like to follow up on that as well, because there is a trail that exists now from about maybe 30 feet in. If I could have that.
Thank you, sir.
There is a trail. I don't know how to run this. It's like a death ray. Oh, there we go. It's right about, it's down in this area right here and runs down to Grove Schmidt Park. And there's a lake down there. So when I notice where you're going to be taking your stormwater down to, you're going to be crossing a major park pathway that is heavily used by many residents of the city of Franklin. So you're going to be dumping your stormwater down there, and you're going to have to cross that path to get it to the lake, or you're going to erode that trail. So I agree with Commissioner Haley. In full disclosure, I used to work for the sewage district, and whenever we touched county land, it was never easy. And I see this as having some impacts on that county land by the discharge that you're going to have from your property. And this brings up the idea of the trail system, which you seem to have said, no, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. But I think if you're going to be using this trail, and if Commissioner Haley agrees with me, I think a trail that would access this that would not have the erosion problems that these temporary trails have, but one that was constructed not to have erosion control problems, would be something that you would consider in trade with the county if that's something they want. But right now there is an unofficial trail. It looks like it's heavily used. I would speak to the residents who may know more than I do, but that trail looks like it's being used and it's well worn. And there are erosion issues on that trail that exist right now. There's a cut in that trail that's starting to erode severely on that hillside. So that's something that I would like to see addressed as well. And I'm going to be talking about the trail when I have my opportunity. Sorry, all the person.
The next one was the lighting spillover. So now I'm looking at the lighting plan. And while the resident who spoke is okay with the lighting spillover on the property line that touches between them, right there, right where your hand just was there, the west property line to the northern parcel. Lighting does spill over. She says they're okay with it. That, you know, keep in mind it's fine for the existing person, but if they ever sell that, you might get complaints. On the southern portion of it, where it abuts that same parcel, right there, there is some minor lighting spillover. I believe that can be addressed with the additional landscaping that they're doing, although there is a requirement to have zero lighting spillover at the property line. The next one is the trail. I know that there's been some opposition to wanting to put that in there. I know the residents do use that. I understand them not wanting to have the public using this because of some types of liability, but I don't think you're going to really be able to avoid that too much. I am aware of this from past developments that our ordinance has in it's part 2 of the UDO access to navigable waters or streams required by subdivisions or certified survey maps abutting on a lake, navigable lake or stream shall, according to the provisions, provide public access. So that is a requirement under our ordinance. This is an official lake. There are only like four or five natural lakes in all of Milwaukee County, and Grobschmidt Park and Mud Lake is one of those. So, and that is a section 236.163 of the Wisconsin State Statutes to provide access of at least 60 feet wide to the low water mark. Well, they're not really that close. They would be dealing with Milwaukee County property. I'm not sure how we want to address that. I do think that the residents there are going to be using that path. They're allowing dogs. Everybody wants to take their dog out for a walk. So,
just for my clarification, so you volunteered 60 or older. These residents will be free to leave anytime. There's no restrictions at the door or anything like that. Okay.
Alderman?
So I guess I'm undecided about how much public access this has to be, but I do think that they need to address some type of access.
Yeah. Commissioner Fowler?
Well, I do support public access to this area. It is one of the natural lakes in Franklin. I don't know how it could be arranged with the current configuration of your development. I'm also assuming that the spoils from the stormwater pond are going to be part of the soil that's piled up behind the retaining wall. Is that correct or not correct? Just looking at the elevations, I agree with the engineer. It does slope to a certain extent in that direction, but it seems like you're going to be, instead of cutting and putting the apartment at a lower level, you've decided to fill, and I'm assuming the fill is going to be soil lost from the stormwater pond. It's going to be a cost savings, and I understand why they want to do that. But I think, in lieu of that, I would like to see that trail run along the east side. It's not going to impact the neighbors to the east because it runs along their parking lot. But eventually, Franklin is going to join, and a lot of us are going to have sidewalks or trails running along our major thoroughfares. College is one of those. Eventually, there will be some type of walkway along College Avenue. I'm assuming that. I've talked to the planner about this, and I was the former trails chair for the city of Franklin. We're going to see that. It's safe for kids. It's safe for children going to schools, et cetera. So I would like us to start this process when we have a development come in, particularly when you have a valuable natural resource in Grobschmidt Park to the south, that we allow access down a corridor on the east side of that apartment building to access it. If it's a deal killer, I may reconsider that. But we see this happening over and over again, that developers come in and they squeeze onto the property with the higher density, which I will grant you. I'm not going to fight you on that higher density. But I want to see, if you're going to do that, that means you're squeezing the land a little bit. So I'd like to see if it's possible to put that trail on, because that's something that I want to see. But I would defer to the county parks, and Kevin used to work for them, and they may object to that. They may not want a trail connecting there, but I don't see why they wouldn't. It just adds to that. So, and I would defer to the neighbors, too. I think people use that trail. Someone's using it. I see a lot of tracks down there. So
it's not a deal killer, and we are particularly interested in putting it along the east side, too. As part of the language in the staff comments, it called for a loop around the building, which we would prefer less, because that means a path behind the garages there, and just the public access right behind our building, especially if that landscape is required, is a lot of public access on our site. But we are amenable to it just running down the east side. One thing we had considered bringing up was maybe having that designated as a public easement, and then when sidewalks do come to College, it can be built in it. One of our concerns was that if there's a public access there, there's nowhere for those people to park or access it without walking on the curb of the road there, which isn't very safe. That was our big concern. But if there was a pedestrian linkage to it, we would be comfortable with it going in there.
I appreciate your concern, but that's more of a city concern. That's our, I mean, the College Avenue is an easement, a government easement. What I'm concerned about is I've heard this argument before. We can't do it because there's no public access. Build it, they will come. I want to see the trail in because eventually there'll be a trail on College. It will push pressure to put a trail if the residents voice severe opposition to some kind of trail like that down to Groshman. I wouldn't know why. It's a beautiful facility. It's a beautiful lake. Nice time to walk around and enjoy nature. That's why I want to see it, the trail there, because eventually that will come. And if you don't build it, then I'm going to want to see some kind of letter, maybe even, I've been talking to the city attorney, some kind of assurance, because I've had assurances from developers before their word that they were going to do something, that on this commission over 10 years, and I can't tell you how many times developers, well-meaning, have never followed through on what they've said they're going to do. And I don't want to see that happen again.
Okay. All right, wait. All right, everybody stop. This is a public hearing. And right now I'm hearing from the alderman and two commissioners. I'd really prefer to hear from the community. And then the commissioners can have their say after the public hearing closed. Yeah. And we're gonna stop. I want to hear from other people, not just the same two. That was a polite way of saying, that's it.
That's fine. But in regards to the public access, it'd be nice to have a trail. You'd have to cut it between the apartments and your development that you want to do. Currently, we do use that trail to go down that hill. But able-bodied people are the only ones who can go down there. And it is eroded from water erosion, not just people walking up and down the area. Also, the deer come through there. There are other deer paths that come up from Roachman Park up to the open field area. So if, closing, it's not my deal to say, but if you need an area for somebody to walk down, or a place to spill your water, if you spill your water over closer to the west side of the property, instead of, or more into the middle, then you're not interfering with the path going down the hill. You'd have to talk to the city of Milwaukee, or Milwaukee Parks, about somebody upgrading the path going down there. Whether it be, if you've ever been to Devil's Lake, they have blacktop stairs or some type of land and stone stairs or to go from the top all the way down to the bottom. That's the only way that somebody who is even in their 50s and older should be going down that hill. Otherwise, there is still the path that goes on 35th Street where there's two accesses that go all the way around Roachman Park or Mud Lake. And it is kept off and such. But I would not allow my aunt, who used to live there, go down that hill. We always access off of 35th Street.
Okay. Alderwoman, can we elevate this conversation from staff minutia to, and I didn't say that to be insulting, but we're talking really minute details that neither the applicant is prepared to answer.
The next one is pedestrian walkway on College Avenue. Staff has recommended that that's in their report to include that. I've fought for years on the College Avenue issue. I want a sidewalk.
I support you on that.
And that would have to be an added contingency into that document. And I don't care if it's now or there's a contingency to add it later when the other last final section goes, but it should be in there. And then C-2000, which talks about green space. That is, it has the site data, and it covers what the green space pervious site intensity calculations and all that are. I was looking through ordinance. I remember this from other developments, and their site base site calculations under step two, which is this sheet. It looks like a chart, probably all familiar with this. It says, subtract the land which constitutes any existing dedicated public streets, right-of-ways, lands located within road easements, right-of-ways exist, blah, blah, blah. The answer is zero. I just wanted to understand Are they not including College Avenue right-of-way? I don't know, but maybe that might be double-checked to make sure the site calculations are correct. And with that comes their open space ratio. And then I found another section in the ordinance that says we don't typically count stormwater basins as open space, and there's no way the calculations would come out to this figure if didn't count the stormwater basin, because if you look at the overall map, the stormwater basin looks like it's, you know, practically half the site. It's so big. So it doesn't seem like the open space ratios and the site calculations really would come out that way, but that's a planning department issue. They would have to determine how they calculate that and what the ordinance would say on that. And the I think the last one I have is the stormwater plans required. I'm really interested in seeing the grading and the stormwater plans for this site, because I do have concerns that I want to make sure the stormwater grading are addressed. And with all of those different things addressed, as contingencies or such, if they're not ready by the time it goes to council, I can't support the project. But with those, I can support the project. Thank you.
Any other public wishing to speak? Kristen, can you give her a microphone?
Luann Berbrick, 3825 again. I do have a question looking at the building picture that you've shown and looking at the layout. It shows that on each building, and you addressed this before, that the ends of your building is where you have access. Being that this is an elderly apartment care site, occasionally there may be a need for emergency personnel come. Is there any other access for a resident that lives in the middle of the building? Are there door accesses there that they'll be seeing that I'm not seeing on these pictures?
It's really hard to tell because what we're
trying can we use the microphones, please?
So what we're trying to show you in those elevations, you're really trying to look at an L-shaped building, and so it's hard for us to block this out. So the front door is in the center of the building. There's another back door, a community door on the back center of the building, and there are, let's call them, these are more front doors in the center, and these are more back door egress points on the sides of the buildings. So, no, there's nothing as a main door in the middle, because those are individual doors into units every, 30 feet or so. So someone could physically walk in, but I don't think an emergency person would know that you live in unit 104 and that your door is 20 feet to the left of the front entrance.
Okay. Yeah. A different answer to that same question. The fire department's reviewed these plans carefully, and they understand them. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public hearing on this matter. Commissioners. Commissioner Morrow.
I agree with the Alderwoman that the suggestion regarding the sidewalk on College Avenue should be a requirement. I'd like to see that installed now. And I guess my other comment is, with the moving parts and I guess is time really critical that we can't wait another meeting so we can see a fully developed plan so we're all looking at the same set of plans.
So I think we can be open to the sidewalk. The issue with the timing is a financing one. So this building would be financed through tax credits, and the application for those tax credits is on December 8th. So that's why I was hoping that we could address or offline continue to address any issues that are out there before the plan commission. But by tabling, I would miss my application, and then the project wouldn't move forward.
In addition to that point, when we go in for tax credits, we're at about 15% of this project design as a company. So it's not done. It's not finalized. We can still work with whomever we need to in order to meet everyone's needs.
Mr. Dander, Alderman Dander.
I mean, you better heed the advice of the two professionals here, Kevin and Dave, in regards to getting on the horn with Milwaukee County. Because I don't care, you can get your application for tax credits, but if you don't get them on site, you don't have a project. So, hey, you're putting the cart before the horse. You better get that horse down, okay? Otherwise, you're going to lose, okay?
Commissioner Haley.
I would just add to that, you should get them on site. This discussion should happen a long time ago. There's no way you're going to meet that deadline from the county. That easement will require a county board action. Yeah. December cycle's booked and gone. So you might have a project that you can move forward, but this key milestone that you have to hit in terms of dealing with the site drainage, you might be able to get a comfort level, but until the board approves a resolution authorizing that easement, and they're not frequently done, you've got nothing.
Right, and that wouldn't be required for that application on the 8th. It's just the resolution. So I understand that time is definitely of the essence, but we wouldn't have to hit the December 8th approval of the easement to meet that the tax credit.
Understood, but it may be months before you find out what you don't have the easement coming.
Thank you.
Maybe you can say, so when we apply the tax credits, it takes, when we actually hear that we have tax credits back, and then after March, we'll spend 3 or 4 months designing the site itself. We won't go in until maybe September for a permit with the city of the state.
And my point is just to drive the nail home. Okay. If you don't have somebody out there on site quickly, I mean, the simple answer could be no. Mm-hmm. It could happen that quickly. Okay. But they look at it. The erosion we talked about, that's coming because of runoff from this property already. So those would all be things that will need to be addressed. You got to get on that one because it's a deal breaker.
And also, heed their advice. You're going to have to give them something for what you want, okay? So don't overlook it.
Yeah, there's nothing free with the county.
Right.
Nothing. Commissioner Fowler.
Unless anybody else wants to talk first.
No.
Just the last thing.
I'll give you my time.
Looking at the way the storm sewer is set up, it looks like you could direct some more of the water perhaps toward the stormwater pond. If you're going to be doing the grading you're talking about doing on the site, that might alleviate some of the county concerns. But the second thing, if I understand tax credits correctly, if we add a number of contingencies that you agree to, you could go to them and get approval with contingencies. You don't need, I mean, if I just want to make that clear. So you're not under the gun for us to approve this as you want it. We can add contingencies. Those can be approved. And we could withdraw our approval if those contingencies aren't met. But you can still go forward with your tax credit. I just want that clear.
I direct the commission to the ordinance, page 4, condition 12, which is stormwater management application is applicant will secure a drainage easement from Milwaukee County to receive approval.
There you go.
Anything else from the commission?
Okay. Could we make that a contingency, or is that not? That's just something they have to
have. If they don't get it, they don't. This is
dead. But can they move forward with the tax credits?
It's already there. It's in the resolution.
Jesse's saying it's there.
Okay.
Commissioner Fowler. Haley.
You look like
government guy.
Yeah.
I want the sidewalk too. Some of the comments that were made about your landscaping, you're a little too much panic in that. Full disclosure, I'm a landscape architect. I don't think you're in danger of planting too many trees out there and stunting the growth because of it. This is what happens in woods. You should be putting as many trees out there as you possibly can. It only does good things for the site, for the neighbors, for all of that. And I would also suggest that your landscape architect take a closer look at some of the species selected. They're marginal for this area. It appears they're out of Indiana. They've got Zone 5 stuff in there.
Do you have a list somewhere of plants that you guys prefer to see?
Most of them are okay, but there's two or three that are iffy around here. And if we're concerned about the longevity of the trees, we certainly ought to get the right ones in there, right?
Oh, honey, son.
Okay. Seeing no one else raising their hand. Alderman Wilhelm, I know the public hearing is closed. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution to amend Resolution 2017-7246, imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a two-story, 48-unit multifamily senior independent living apartment complex development use located at 3709 West College Avenue to allow for construction of the Lakeview at Franklin two-story, 48 senior independent living apartment complex with the addition of Condition 13 that the applicant shall install a sidewalk to meet the specifications of the city engineer.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Fowler.
I'd like to add that a trail be connected to the Grobschmidt Park along the east side of the property line.
That was a condition.
That's his condition.
Oh, that's a condition. Sidewalk along College, is that a condition already? I'm
sorry. Sidewalk would be a staff suggestion. You need to add that.
That's what I thought.
Okay. We need to add the sidewalk, the condition for
the trail. And the trail.
And the trail.
Trail's already there.
Trail's in there.
Okay.
Trail.
Okay. Thank you.
I just want to clarify that the county may or may not want a trail entering onto the property.
Correct.
There. It's already causing problems.
Number seven.
So. Yes, thank you. Sorry.
So we can't require it. It's contingent on the county allowing it.
Yeah. You guys.
That's an engineering function.
So.
Wait a minute. Let's. There's a motion on the floor that's been moved and seconded, okay? So the question needs to be relative to the motion. Applicant, Sarah.
Is it all right with the Plan Commission that the requirement is for the path on the east side?
Yeah.
Instead of looped around the building?
Okay. And no loop.
Thank you.
Actually, the condition doesn't specify. So
if it would help the applicant, I would ask as a friendly amendment that the no loop would be required around the building.
It says the trail should be looped, so we'd move.
Yeah, we'd have to eliminate that.
So we remove loop.
All right, who made the motion?
I did. Sorry, just to clarify and advance the motion, the loop wasn't talking about actually going around all the way up around the garages. There's a walkway along the front of the building. There would be access if it went up the east side around the building with trails and the walkway and everything.
Problem is the way it's worded.
It says around the entire building.
So the maker of the motion's motion deleted condition seven, deleted the words from and, so you deleted and extend around the entire building. Is that your motion?
Well, and should we also say contingent upon their approval? Because if the county says no, we don't want any trail, then.
So let's do this one at a time.
Okay.
So your motion included the deletion of the words and extended around the entire building from section seven, and added the sentence that says this condition is conditioned upon
county approval. The
county approval.
I agree.
It's like, Mr. City Attorney,
the way I'm hearing that means if the county says no, the condition disappears, so it's not conditioned on that path.
Correct.
Okay.
Who was the
county says no, there's no path, the development goes ahead then.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And who was the second?
I was.
Then you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
All right, so everybody be clear. We're adding condition 13, which is a sidewalk. We're modifying section 7. Okay, anything else? Alderman Wilhelm.
When I read elevations, I didn't know they were grading on that. I thought it would be on primer cement on the garage ends, which was quite low. That would be visible.
Staff will take care of that.
More brick. Okay. I don't know how it fits into this. And then I'm
doesn't.
Clear on what number 8, which landscaping plans we're going and how we're going to accommodate those additional two.
That would be
the UDO.
The UDO plan.
The A.
As it's specified there.
Both, so there won't be any flexibility for them to have new space or allow the county to have.
This only specifies quantity. You can move it.
Mr. Mayor, yes, when staff is reviewing the landscaping with the applicant, if the quantity is staying the same, if there's slight modifications, relocation of plantings, that is fine, and we've approved that at staff level with other projects.
And I would just further, you can't can't finalize the landscape plan. They're talking about moving the wall. It's going to be changed to some extent.
Okay. All right. Everybody okay? Anything else? You want to talk about size of brick?
Absolutely.
Queen cut, please.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Wait a minute. Adam seconds.
Second.
Awesome.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.